Good morning. Thank you for being with us on this Monday morning for Morning Devotion. This week we're in the Gospel of John, chapter number 1, and we're beginning in verse number 1, where the Bible declares, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God." Now, this is maybe an unusual place to take a thought concerning the Christmas season, because the book of John tells us nothing about mangers or angels or shepherds or Bethlehem or wise men or any of those things. But at the same time, the Gospel of John also doesn't give us any of the 39 parables that the Lord Jesus gave, nor does it mention the Garden of Gethsemane. But understand that in the Gospel of John, the Holy Spirit is taking a different approach and a different look at the life of the Lord Jesus. And in these first few verses in the book of John, they actually predate Genesis 1:1. In Genesis 1:1, in the beginning God created. But in John 1:1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, this does not constitute here, in the beginning was the Word. It does not constitute a start. No, but rather it constitutes a state. And the scripture here is telling us about an eternal state, a time before time, that the Lord Jesus Christ, the Christ of Christmas, was with the God of heaven. And we believe that as Matthew, Mark, and Luke, as they look through the birth and life of Christ, the Holy Spirit, we believe, pens it through the eyes of man. But the Gospel of John stands out indifferent in that we believe that it is as being seen through the eyes of God. The Bible tells us in John 1:14, "And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us." And really that's all the detail that we get concerning the birth of Christ. But understand that today and on the science channels and in the learning, different types of learning channels and those sorts of things, during the Christmas season, you will hear a number of Christ being portrayed. There are those who believe that Christ was the illegitimate child of a Roman soldier, or many would even go so far as to say the illegitimate child of Joseph. But may I say, we know and understand that the conception of Mary was not the beginning of the Lord Jesus, because the Bible says, "In the beginning was the Word." Now, when we look at this thought here, this verb was, in English, we have past tense, we have present tense, and we have future tense. But they tell me that this word was in the Hebrew language doesn't fit into any of these molds. It's neither past, nor is it present, nor is it future, but it's in an imperfect tense. In other words, it's a word that has a open ending, that it's an open-ending phrase and really does not signify a point and a reference in time. So what am I saying was, just as the word Jehovah we've talked about means I am, I was, I will be, even the verb here, was, carries the same idea. In the beginning was the Word. I'm glad to report to you today that December the 25th, certainly we're unsure of that date, but even the year that Christ was born in, there's some speculation concerning that, roughly 2,000 years. But my point is that regardless of that, that's really not the most important thing, but the most important thing was that he was God incarnate, that he coexisted with God in eternity past and came down to earth and dwelt among us as man. And the Bible says, "And to as many as receive him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, to as many as believe on his name." Have you received him as your Lord and Savior? Father, we ask and pray that you'd grip some heart today. And Lord, may we not only believe that there was a man named Christ, but may we receive him as our Lord and Savior in Christ's name. Amen. This is Pastor Randy Barton of the Anchor Baptist Church, 3232 Hendersonville Highway in Pisgah Forest, North Carolina. Have a great day.